This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The organized labor story of the moment, of course, is out of Detroit, where we've got till Thursday night midnight for a deal between the United Auto Workers and the big three car makers. Whether a strike might happen and how long it might last is, of course, as yet unknowable. But what is completely clear is that while the economic effects would eventually be widespread, they will hit hardest and they will hit first in the upper Midwest, right in the big three's backyard. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
By one estimate, if a strike at all big three automakers lasted just 10 days, economic losses would top $5 billion across the country and send some upper Midwest states reeling.
So there are a few types of losses.
Christina Benton is with Michigan-based Anderson Economic Group, which calculated that estimate.
First, lost wages to workers. And that includes the striking workers and others who are temporarily laid off or forced to decrease work hours.
Then there's the losses that the car makers would see if they're not delivering new vehicles. And finally, there's the impact on suppliers of parts for the cars the big three assemble. Those companies are all over the upper Midwest, says Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan.
If a big three automaker isn't manufacturing cars, then the people who manufacture the seats, the braking systems, the sound systems that go in the cars, they will close down.
If a strike drags on long enough, restaurants and retailers that rely on traffic from auto workers could take a hit too. But Gordon thinks other industries could benefit.
The casinos will do well because there'll be people who have lots of time on their hands. People will go fishing. We like to do that in the Midwest.
A drawn-out strike could eventually hit car dealers too, in the Midwest and everywhere else. But maybe not right away, says Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank.
The car makers have seen this coming, and they've been building up inventories in anticipation of the potential of a strike in the second half of this year.
And there's one more threat to the upper Midwest's auto industry, Adams says. A strike would come as the region is already losing ground in the transition to electric vehicles.
And that's been a challenge for the upper Midwest since a lot of those plants, and especially the battery manufacturing plants, have been breaking ground in the Sun Belt.
That's a competition that will continue to play out no matter how long a strike lasts. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.